Fertility Diaries podcast. I'm your host, Kelsey, and I feel like I owe you guys a little bit of an explanation of where I've been. If you follow me on Instagram, then you may have already seen, but I had a baby. And I just felt like moving through that pregnancy and the amount of anxiety that came with it, it was best for me to take a bit of a step back from recording the podcast. Just for my mental health, but I did miss you guys a lot, and I missed recording, so I'm excited to get back at it, but I just wanted to give a little bit of an update and just kind of share with you guys what we did differently that cycle to conceive. So it was back in October. My husband and I had just moved cities, and we had decided, okay, we'll try Clomid. Previously, I had been taking letrozole, and I had a prescription from the clinic for Clomid. And I figured, you know, why not give it kind of a last-ditch effort before we look at IVF? So we were going to do 3 months of that, and then end up changing our diet for 6 months, and then we were going to move forward with IVF. And so we had taken Clomid for 2 months, and no dice, still had some negatives, and the third month I wasn't even going to take it. I think I was already on day four of my cycle, and I was like, you know what, this is useless, there's no way it's going to work. And I ended up just chatting with one of the nurses from the fertility clinic, and she's like, hey, why don't you just take it, you know, you still have a prescription left, like you can just take it either now, days 4 through 8 or 5 through 9. And so I was like, okay, whatever. So ran over to the pharmacy, picked up the prescription of Clomid, and then I ended up taking it days 5 through 9. And from what I've read online, and don't quote me on this because I'm not a doctor, but from my understanding, when you take the fertility medications days 3 to 7, it helps produce more follicles. If you take it later, like days 5 through 9, then it can help just get the ones that are already there a bit stronger. And so I think that that's maybe just what helped for this cycle, is that I took it days 5 through 9, and it just helped strengthen the ones that were already there. And so, yeah, we ended up getting pregnant on the third cycle of Clomid, which is pretty wild to me that I went over, you know, a year taking letrozole. Why I hadn't tried Clomid sooner, but you know, it is what it is. So I don't want to make this a super long episode about like pregnancy and stuff like that, but I just wanted to give you guys kind of an update on where I've been, and then again what changed for us to get pregnant this cycle. And then yeah, just moving through pregnancy, you know, it was pretty anxiety inducing just given our history with, you know, infertility and those two early losses that we had. So it was a lot of like, okay, I'll feel better after our 12-week scan. Okay, I'll feel better after our 20-week scan. Okay, I'll feel better after this scan. And although the anxiety did lessen as I moved through the pregnancy, it was definitely still there. But, you know, I'm just so grateful for where we are right now. And looking back on our journey, you know, if you can hear, I've got her strapped to my chest right now. Yeah, it's been a pretty wild ride, but I'm so thankful for all of you. I'm thankful for all the stories that we've got to hear so far, and that we're still going to get to hear as we move forward. So I'm super excited to be back. If you have any questions or you just want to chat, feel free to reach out. And as always, if you'd like to share your story, feel free to just shoot me an email at infertilitydiariespodcast@gmail.com, or you can send me a DM on Instagram. I've also been thinking too, if you want to share your story, but you're hesitant to actually come and speak on the podcast, you know, you can send me an email just with your story written out, and I'd be more than happy to read the story on the podcast. I know it's hard to carve out time in your day to actually sit down and record. So that's another option for all of you as well. So if that's something you'd be interested in, then certainly just shoot me an email with your story written out, and I would be more than happy to read it. So again, you guys, thank you so much for listening. I'm really happy to be back. And until next time, we'll chat soon.